Hey, Corrine, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Corrine.
Good. Well, it's another show on Angel Coaches, and we've got some really, really good things prepared tonight. I know that you and I are going to talk about angel experiences in all areas of our life. I think we have them in career, relationship. What's some other areas that you've used your, that your angels have helped you in, used your angels? I shouldn't say it like that.
Well, there's also miracle angels. You know, I'm going to be sharing a couple stories a little bit later about how angels have stepped in to, you know, prevent an accident from happening. Or there's also healing angels, too, in times of, you know, illness, when you're sick, that come in, that step in to help. So
right.
Not just for relationships and career.
Yeah, we had healing and also life choices. Have you ever had a thought what to do, and then your angels just step in and give you the right choice to do that, or show you the right choice, or give you a message? And I know sometimes you and I hear and see and talk to angels, and we've done that since we were kids. But you know, other times angels can come in different ways to give you messages about your love life, your prosperity, career prosperity. They can send you messages through songs. Through numbers. I know there are people that are calling in tonight that have got some great angel stories where they meet them in dreams. What other ways do you know of that angels can talk to you and share answers with you?
You said in dreams, too. They come in the dreams. They come, they give you signs. You know, you can hear them in your ear or see them.
Yeah, or see them, hear them, and a good way to really tune into them is through meditation. So I think that's real, I like that, and too as well. When you start meditating, that means that you're raising your vibration and really starting to connect. So my question to you is, you have an angel story with your aunt, right?
Yes, I do. She was, this is when she was back in China, you know, this was many, many years ago, back when, you know, they would say the second wall of China is, you know, the wall of bicycles, because that's how a lot of people would get around in China, along with, you know, taking taxis and all that. But half of the population there rides bikes to get to places. And she was telling me one day that she was riding along the road, and a car came out of nowhere and was heading right towards her. It was about to crash right into her and hit her. And she was on her bike, and she felt someone push her off her bike onto the grass that was along the side of the road. She literally was being pushed and then fell into the grass. And she believed that it was an angel, because when she looked around, there was no one around her. You know, just people riding their bikes, just going. But the car missed her as she fell into the grass.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's amazing. And, I tell you, sometimes I think the angels send us messages, and if it's okay, I'll share with you a story, pretty recently with me. I was having a challenge. We've all had relationship, and not necessarily with a man, but, you know, with people in our lives, work challenges or work relationships. But I was having a challenge with a relationship that I have in my own life. And it was so funny today, because I've been getting the messages, and you and I've been chatting about it. But all of a sudden, you and I were both doing a reading, and I got a big angel message right in the middle of that reading. It was like, wow, they showed it to me. I felt it, saw it, heard it. You remember?
Earlier today, right?
I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm paying attention. And, and I know today's, it's just been a real great day for just little messages like that for me. And, you know, right before we started the show, I have to tell you, I was meditating about it. Because I know you and I do that a lot with angels, and I was like, let me see something to know that you're hearing me. And I turned around, and all of a sudden I saw my mom sitting in my desk chair. I'm like, yeah, she would sit at the desk. Okay. She would never stand or anything. She'd always sit down at the desk, because she's that's how she is. But, you know, my mom transferred over to the other side back in 2004. So it was kind of cool. I was like, oh, good. My mom, she goes, do the angel stories. People always have a lot of good stories to share. So I think we've got callers on too as well. So let's take our first one. Do you feel comfortable with that? I would like to.
It's Kim from Key Largo.
Okay, Kim from Key Largo.
Hey, girl. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi.
Hi there. Hello. Can you hear me?
No, can't really hear you very well, so hopefully they can turn you up, but we can hear you just a little bit.
I can barely hear you guys. It's kind of a bad connection, according to your...
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Cherie.
Okay, good.
We've got some technical issues tonight.
Now I can hear Corrine. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. So what's your guy? I am so glad that you called in, Kim, because I know that you have a lot of angel experiences going on in your life.
I never hear them. I wish I could hear them, and I wish they would sometimes just, you know, shake me out of my skin. But that doesn't happen for me. What I do is I see angels in form of signs,
nice.
Especially rainbows. And at least I know that's how they're connecting with me. And I feel them when they're around me. I feel them sort of tickling the back of my arms. You know how like you get a shiver up your back?
Right.
I get that on the back of my arms. Like it's their way of telling me that they're there.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is nice. So you actually feel them then, like a shiver up your spine.
Yeah, like, you know, that's just me. But I don't ever hear them or see them that I'm aware of.
Ah,
I look for them. But, you know, there's not one sitting next to me in the car right now, I'm sure of that.
Helping you drive. Well, that's always good.
Yeah.
Kim, I know that you've told us you've seen them in rainbows and you feel them because you're very sensitive to people's energy and sensitive to your angel energy.
I got two today. Yeah.
That's very nice. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
What do you, how about your, I know that you've had love relationship, we always say not problems, but challenges, right? So how's that going for you? I know that's...
No changes. Jeff is still gone. I'm not sure where he is. I have a feeling he's probably visiting his mother, but I haven't heard from him in about 3 weeks. So I don't know anything.
Well, I know that you're working on yourself, and you guys have had one connection, and so when he comes back, I know you've got a plan of action to do things. And the message I'm getting for you with that is, you know, you're taking back your power, and that's your God-given power, and with that, you're going to be able to manifest anything that you choose. Okay, so
is he still with me? Is he still on board?
He's still on board, okay? He just got to get back into town so you guys can be on board together, okay, on the physical realm. You know, bike riding, I know that you love to bike, and he's outdoorsy too, so you guys can do a lot of stuff together. So that's good. Anyway, Corrine, do you feel the same way?
Yes, I feel the same way. He's not gone. This is just time apart right now for you guys to continue the work that you're doing.
Right.
You haven't called him and had that conversation?
Because I know he's been gone.
Right.
Well, I know his mom has not been the best, so it's good that, you know, I always say you can tell a man how he treats his mom and his sister, and Jeff treats his mom, how a man will treat you, how he treats his mom and his sister. So Jeff treats his mother, he's really yeah, very
golden.
Good. Yeah, yeah. So he loves his family. Anyway, Kim, what a great story.
What's that?
I said, what a great story about the angels and you feeling them.
Yeah. Any idea when we'll reconnect?
Yes. When he comes back, you guys will reconnect. The way that you want to reconnect will be really up to you using some of the tools that you have and what we've shared with you from the angels and really just remembering who you are. Okay? That's what I do feel.
Got it. Hey, I had my photo shoot today.
Oh, yeah, I know. So you're going to be you're a new model, right? So
I review the photos on Sunday, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, well, it feels really positive. And if anybody wants a great-looking model who's beautiful, spiritual, and knows how to take care of people and generous, call Kim from Key Largo. Anyway, off of that, Kim, I gave you your first plug as a model, so it's good.
There you go.
Let us know how you're doing, and I'm getting my puppy tomorrow, just to let you know, so anyway, I'm excited.
Good.
All right, take care.
I'll be in your neck of the woods on Sunday, so if I'd like to see him and drop off some puppy stuff for you.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Oh, okay, good. Thank you so much. Okay.
Yep. All right. When I come through.
All right, take care. Have a great night, Kim, okay?
Okay. Bye, girls.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girls.
Okay, we have another caller. I think, who's the next one? Lindsay?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I've got two things. I have an angel story, and then I have a question.
Okay.
You know how you guys have said before that the angels sometimes will come and leave coins, feathers, stuff like that in our path?
Yes.
Well, of recent, Thomas is my boyfriend. His dad died when he was 17 before we knew each other, and I didn't have a great relationship. He was there when he died. I think it was part of his soul contract. He doesn't talk about him much, but all of a sudden, I started feeling his presence around me.
Oh, wow.
He was a character, and he's always trying to tell me. And Tom snores, so I think he's actually talking to his dad, because sometimes I'll hear him mumble something. And his dad came to me one night, and he was saying, tell my son he's working in New York City, which is, this is a lie, this is something that you guys have actually said during a reading, he's going to be working in New York City, that he'll be able to take care of you, that, you know, it's just kind of like the type of relationship you want with a father-in-law was what I'm kind of getting a feeling from him, and his name's Harold. But a few nights ago, Tom and I fought for whatever reason, probably something stupid. But in any event, I come back in the room, and at the edge of my bed is a quarter, a brand new shiny quarter.
Wow.
Year on it, I'm actually looking at it. It's 2006. That was actually the year I met Tom. We didn't start dating, but we met. And I flipped it on the back, and it said, Nevada. We had said we wanted to get married as soon as I was working, and he was done with school and working full-time. And I said, you know, in case we can't get engaged till the spring, if we want to do something that summer, maybe we should just hop a plane and get hitched. I had said it earlier that night. There's no way that quarter could have been there. I'm very anal. I don't put anything on the bed, like money or, you know. It was right where I would see it.
I
wanted to make sure that that was him, because it was the only person I could think of that would do that. My grandfather, he sends me something. It's the year he died. But just the way it was put, in fact, it was so shiny and silver. I placed pennies on my grandfather's grave when he died, because when he had the dementia, he would often forget, so you'd have to give him Monopoly money because he would throw it out the window. So no, it got kind of to that point, so the whole coin thing became like an inside joke, and I had put it on his grave, and so he will send me pennies. But it was funny that Harold sent me quarters, and I was like, well, so, you know, it just... Of all things, I just wanted to make sure that that was him, and that was the message he was trying to relay to me. I feel him around Tom all the time, but I sometimes feel like he's trying to connect with me more, because Tom, there's a lot of anger when he died. I feel a lot of that, but I feel like such a connection, like his dad's like right by his side always, even if he doesn't feel him.
Yeah, I feel that way as well, Lindsay. I think that's a message from your father-in-law, your future. Well, you guys are almost, you guys are.
We might as well be married. We're just missing the paper.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was thinking, yes, they feel so married already. So, yeah, that's your father-in-law. That's wonderful.
We would be if stuff could just be a little bit more situated. It was, you know, past mistakes and stuff. Not in this relationship, but in previous ones of jumping into things before you could really take care of yourself.
It
kind of goes with my next question, but Corrine, did you feel the same?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. When you said quarter, I got this surge of energy. It absolutely is Thomas's father, correct? That's Thomas's father?
Harold.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not yours.
Before we go to your next question, I'm tuning into him some, and the message I get is that the anger that was surrounding the situation with his death and with him, he said the only thing that I feel is love, and that's really the only thing that's real. That's from your dad, your father-in-law. Sorry. So, just would you give that to Thomas?
Well, if he was alive, and they were close, I probably would have called him dad, because I call my dad daddy. So. That's fine. But, well, no, because when he comes, he doesn't say his name, Carol, but, like, I'm just kind of, you know, it's like, oh, well, hello there.
That's good.
But,
I like that.
And I tell him that he can come around more often. When I talk about him, I almost kind of feel him like he's scratching my hand. just, I'm always so open, especially if something to do with Tom, something that would help him. But I feel like he's really, like, watching his son. I feel like he already has him working in New York. I can hear, like, the train. Mm. I can, you know, when he's around, I can see it all. Everything's kind of painted out.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Well, your future husband there is going to be working in New York, and you guys, there, it's like a karmic destiny for you guys to be together, and you have a great life. You know, there's always ups and downs, but there are some people that come in with like a not a get out of jail free card, but a great card. You know what I mean? And you guys, you and Thomas came in with a great card this lifetime to be together and to enjoy a great life. You know, it doesn't get much better than that. You know,
that's anyway. What we would want. Yeah. The question I have for you guys, I know we had done a reading a while ago, and you said I would be working before my birthday, September 7th, coming up. I just wanted to know if you guys still felt that way.
I do, because what I'm sorry, Corrine, because I just jumped in ahead of you, because when she was talking a few minutes ago, Corrine, I'm telling that to Corrine, and when you were talking a second ago, what I felt is the energy of Merlin around you, and I think that he came to you in a dream. Okay, so he's around you. I always see Merlin in purple, but dark hair, okay, and blue eyes, and he's wearing a purple for me. That's how I see him. But he's with you, and he says, I'm helping her in creating creating the request she asked for. I don't know what that means, but he says he's creating the request you asked for. So anyway.
I've been asking for a place I interviewed with a while ago. It's a full-time marketing job in North Jersey, and I've been wanting it for the longest.
Well, Merlin's working with you. You also have your angels, and we've chatted about, you know, the Lily, and you just have a lot of angels around you. But Merlin is with you. When you were talking, that's who came through really, really clear for me, for you. Also, he's telling me to, or asking me to share with you, the moon cycles are really, really important for you. New moon, waning moon. I'm not sure what that means. But go look up the moon cycles. When you're really looking for something or answers, a new moon is the strongest, okay? But they all do something. So really watch the moon cycles, okay? That's what from Merlin.
That's easy enough to do.
There you go. All right.
Corrine, you felt the same way before my birthday?
Mm-hmm. You have two, though, that's showing up for me right now, two jobs. Did we talk about this before? The dream job is still there. I'm still seeing that showing up for you. But then there's another one that's also there for you as well. So you still have a choice between the two. You can get the dream job. I would take another look at that second job, because there's something there that is, like, very positive. And I know you're not really wanting to look in that direction, but there's something there about that job. But if you do decide to take that one, it's going to be better than you thought, because it's showing up just as strong for me, which is telling me that it's not a weak choice. It would be a good choice too as well. It's really strong. It's equally as strong as your dream job that you're waiting for. There's something about this one here, though. I think it's maybe the opportunity that it will present for you. Or, you know, other opportunities that might open up from taking that job. But there's something there with that one. There's something there.
Keep an open mind on that. The main thing is by my birthday, and hopefully as long as we survive the storm that's coming up this way.
That's right. You guys are in the Northeast. Wow.
I'm in New Jersey, yeah. I'm more inland. I'm not so close to the shore, but it was... It was a fascinating day with traffic and gasoline, let's just say.
I'm down here in South Florida, so we bypassed it here.
I know. I used to live there. I know. That's where I met you three. But, but we were not expecting this. At first, the earthquake, then this. I was not happy.
Wow.
So thank you guys so much. The main thing is just that I have it before my birthday. The past few years has been really rough and tough, and I've been calling for Merlin, and I see him with purple eyes, like purple blue eyes and dark hair.
Okay. Well, I see him wearing purple, so blue eyes.
Figured,
yeah, dark hair.
Figured I'd share that one. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
One other thing, Lindsay, I get this really strong before you go. It's everything is happening in divine order.
Mm.
And it's happening right now. I don't know what that means for you, but I know what it means for you, but it's happening right now. So big message for you. Let us know, okay, and keep us posted. All right.
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you do the same. Yeah, bye now.
All right, ladies. Bye.
Stay dry. Anyway, wow, the hurricane. I forgot about that.
Something's happening for her the first week of September. So, Lindsay, if you're still listening right now, because something's showing up for you first week of September, feels like around before the 7th, something is happening there in that 1 week. There's something.
Well, that would be next week. So, or this coming week. So she's. It's
is it this coming week?
It is. Yeah, 31st is, I believe, on Wednesday. So, you know, what a great birthday present. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for her. Because, you know, she's been really strong. She's been very, very strong and sticking to her truth and really connecting with the angels. I know that she's taken your angel card reading class, which has helped her tremendously, as a lot of other people have. So we'll talk about that before we close the call tonight. I know that we've got an international caller, and it's Janice from Canada. So it's good. Hey, Janice.
Hi.
How are you? You're an international caller tonight. You're an international caller. Yay.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good.
Just
good.
Relaxing, enjoying my weekend sort of off, and then I work Sunday, and then I'm on holiday.
On holiday, yes. I have to tell you something, Corrine. Janice and I have worked together on different things, and she's, you know, she knows you too, and with work, all of us working on together on the calls. But I always thought Canada was always cold, and Janice has informed me that it's not always cold. It's they get to wear shorts and t-shirts up there, right, Janice?
Yeah. So in summertime, so July and August are really hot usually. And it just depends. Like, we'll get rainy, but it's like a week on and off, and then it's hot. Like, I don't know the temperature difference, but like 30 degrees, 40 degrees. So yours would be like 80 degrees in Celsius.
Okay, yeah, because you're on
like
the
yeah,
Celsius.
Yeah, so it's quite nice. I mean, it's quite nice.
Well, listen, I know that you've got a great story. I know for all the women and men that have love issues, ever happened to any of you guys listening, love challenges, right? And Janice, share with us, I know, take a few minutes and share with us about the angels, how they've helped you. I know you've worked with us at Angel Coaches, but what's going on in your love life with your connection to all that is working on yourself? So, Corrine, great story. You'll love it too. Well, you've heard it and you know it. But do you mind, Janice?
No, I don't mind. I just don't know really where to start.
Well, can I help you with this one? Like you and your boyfriend broke up, and he left, and you weren't talking to him, and he and you were walking on eggshells with him because you wanted to be back together with him, and he was being difficult, right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we broke up, and we were always off and on. Like, he would call me, we'd get together for a week, and then he would disappear. Like, he'd get scared and he would run away. You know, he's just like, I can't do this. All the things that I wanted, and I would say to him, you know, we would have a little discussion here and there about our future. It would always come to a halt, and he would run away. And when I started working with you, Terry, is exactly like when everything turned around. But I had to work on myself first. So it was a lot of healing past issues and problems like in family that would come up, like that, like healing with light and love and doing the daily diamonds and changing my neuron pathways, my brain.
Right.
So, yeah, so I always did that, like consistently for a while, right? And then I had to change them as things would change. But as I was doing them and raising my vibration, that's when he started coming around, like consistently and staying. So I stayed with them, and I'm almost, you know, I don't want to stop at all because I'm like, well, what happens when you do? And I have bad days, and I will take a day, but I think it's very important to stay there.
Wow.
So prayers and the daily diamonds,
right.
Like everything that you want, you just you know, I've been consistently doing that. And now I find he's very consistent. He's very open, but he's also moving forward. So, like, Pablo, before, would be like, oh, I don't know if I want to have a baby. Now he brings up the topic. He's like, you know, I want to have a baby, and yes, we should move into a house, and it's like, it's got to happen now.
Aw, so, that's wonderful. Let me ask you a question. During this course with you and Pablo, you know, working it out and figuring your relationship out, where you guys are looking for a house, going to have a family, you've really developed a relationship with your angels. And I know the other day we were talking on our Tuesday night call, we were talking about soul contracts. What are my soul contracts? And you had already had a dream about that. Would you share with people? Because this all, you weren't looking for your soul contract. You were looking for your man. Out of that, you got really clear on your soul purpose and why you're here. What, can you share that story, relate that to story? Because I know it will inspire people. It inspired me and Corinne and I.
When I was on the phone and I was just listening, because a lot of times I just stay quiet and I just listen to what they have to say.
Yeah.
Or what you guys are saying during that night, right? And it was all about soul contracts. So I was like, okay, you know, it's always so interesting. So, you know, I always listen. And he was talking about how everybody has a soul contract. And sometimes you try and steer away from that or whatever, but it, somehow like your angels or, you know, you're guided right back on that path. And, you know, somehow it works out to the path that you are supposed to follow, you know, like.
Right.
So anyways, and, yeah, so the dream is funny because when he was talking, that's what popped into my head. And I thought, oh, my goodness, that's had to be what it meant. And I actually thought it was a letter of something, like maybe divorce papers or something for, and that I was supposed to look at. But the first thing that popped into my head was this. And I was like, no, that's my soul contract. And what I saw in the dream, it was weird. It was like, I couldn't read the writing, but it was a gold, it was like a big gold, old letter, right? And
right.
It had black, like that old felt fancy writing.
Right.
I remember looking
right.
at it and trying to see what it was, like what it said, but I couldn't read it, right? And then I woke up and I was kind of in the daze and I was like, what was that? I'm like, oh, maybe this, maybe that. I don't know. But kind of confirmed it for me when he was talking.
So it was your soul contract. Yeah, so, and what a soul contract is, for those that are listening, it's why you're here, what you're here to do, what you're here to learn, what you're here to teach. And I know that you've had experiences with, I know that you work with Mary, Mother Mary, and she's come to you in dreams, and you've had feelings about her, right? Am I remembering correctly?
Yes.
Yeah.
I usually pray every night, and I had heard somebody say a long time ago that, like, if you wear her medallion, right, and I know, like, with the prayers that you have given me and stuff, the one that I sort of stay with, because they say that, or I have heard, sorry, that, like, just the prayers and stuff like that, you're sort of one of her children, and, you know, she can help with healing, and I've heard so many things, and I just stick close to Mary. So, yeah, I always do the regular prayers before bed, but I also do the other prayers. I think are those I am prayers? I can't remember.
But the I am prayers, right, from the Ascended Masters, yeah.
Yeah. So I always do her.
Oh, good. And did you see her in a dream or feel her? I can't remember. You told me something, but I don't remember. Did you see or feel her or hear her?
Oh, that was a dream about my opa.
Uh-huh.
My grandpa, sorry. And I was, like, every now and then, me and my sisters would have dreams about my opa would come in. But they're always sort of a negative or scary, like we'd be scared of him
right.
sort of dream. And after a while, after doing the prayers and the calls, and anyway, so I was, you know, thinking, well, I got to do Hail Mary. When he came into the dream, it was like he's trying to grab me and sort of pull me under, and it's funny because I felt like he was trying to pull me under the bed, but as he was pulling me, I was saying Hail Mary, and he disappeared, and I think he started to glow, or I started to glow, and so anyways, he was gone, and none of us, actually, in the family, which is funny, have never had a dream since.
Oh, good. So he transferred over. Mary helped you in when you called on her help, and you've had angel experiences. You know what your soul's contract is. And if you didn't see it, sometimes it's like getting the energy of it. That was something that Karina and I talked about yesterday when we were working with Athena, you know, an angel. And she was sharing with us some things, and it was like we couldn't really hear it, but we could feel the vibration of what she was saying.
Right.
So, yeah,
it,
very
it
good.
Sounds like she was... Athena sounded like she was speaking from the scroll that Janice is looking at.
Yeah,
fancy,
right?
Fancy scroll. I love how your soul contract is on a contract. And then
yeah, right?
You.
Rachel, you can't cheat, you know? So anyway, it's like you got a contract, they've signed it, you know? They hold you accountable, right, Janice and Kareem? That's funny. But, yeah. Janice, thank you so much. All right, and I know Pablo.
Thanks for
and you
having me.
Oh, you are so wonderful. We appreciate your story, and it's just nice to see where you guys weren't even really talking, and you were struggling and wanted to know when he was coming, and now you're building a life together, working with the angels. And I know angel coaches, we've helped you and working with you, but
yes.
The angels have really worked with you, and you've done a lot of healing on yourself, and out of that, you get a great life with your man. Doesn't get much better than that. I told her, I said, men, you can't live with them, and you can't live without them, right? You know, saying that, but men say that about women. Can't live with us, can't live without us. Anyway, my best to you, and we'll talk soon, okay? Take care.
Thank you. You guys, too. Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, she's worked really hard on herself, Karina. She's one of the ones that, you know, sometimes you wonder when it's going to happen, and if you continue to do the same thing over and over again, you get the same results. But when you say, okay, I've got to do it differently, I've got to look at myself and where I need to improve, you know, we all want to get the total package, but we also have to be the total package. Funny,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when you finally realize that, you know, look who your creator is. How can you be anything less, you know? So it's cool.
Okay.
She's a beautiful soul. So I think we've got someone else on, Linda from Philadelphia. Wow, they're getting hit with a storm tonight, supposedly, I think. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
So you got power and you've got electricity still, because I think Philly's in the line of the storm. Is that true or no? I heard
yes.
Morning.
One of the theories is it's going to go right over my house. So I'm calling before that hit.
Yeah. Take me out of this house and drop me into the next one, right? Or the other house. I know what you're talking about. So anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
How are you? What's going on in you?
I'm
good.
Hanging
are you
in,
good?
Thank you. You know, I have lots of challenges like everyone. But one of them being, we've talked about how I lost my father in July.
Right.
And, you know, for a while I wasn't hearing from him or feeling him, and I feel like he's coming out of hiding from the other side. And, you know, for years, my mother passed away back in 1997, and she's been contacting me a variety of ways over the years, one of them through music, songs on the radio. And
right.
So I know she's trying to reach me when I hear certain songs on the radio. We have this thing that we do, you know. And now I'm trying to figure out how to communicate with my father. Now, there was a song that the week he was dying, and I was at the nursing home with him every day and, you know, holding his hand and everything. This song kept coming on the radio on my way home from the nursing home, and it was Because You Love Me by Celine Dion.
Ah, beautiful song. They're beautiful.
Yeah, and it just played like every day and made me cry. You know, every night I'd go home from the nursing home and that song practically would play. And so, of course, I played that song at his memorial service. And it has come on since. And it's not a new song, so it's kind of unusual for it to just come on the radio in the car. But, you know, I feel like he's there, and I just didn't know if you had any thoughts of that, or where he is, or how he's doing, because I miss him, and I thought maybe you might have some idea.
I do. Corrine, if it's okay, I'm going to go first, because then she can give her thoughts. What I feel with your dad is when they transfer over, okay, they go through, it's, you know, some people call it a life review, and that's what I feel it is, a life review. It's also a way for them to, it's also for a way for them to heal, you know, their soul. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So they're in this place, and it's, the way it's described to me, it's almost like a spa, or not a spa, that's probably a poor choice, but a hospital, you know, where they're going through their life review. Did they achieve their resting? I mean, you know, they're on the other side with the ascended masters, the angels, God, if you believe in Jesus or Buddha, it doesn't really matter, but all those of a higher vibration. And they go through everything, and sometimes they can do it quicker than others. But what it feels like when you were telling me that, I actually saw your father walking towards you, and he was a very young man. He looks about the age of 32 to 34, which they say is the perfect age. You know, some people want to be older, some people want to be younger. And when you see him, he may show up to you in a form that you understand. But the best part about it is that he is going to show up. Okay, he's showing up for you now. He says, you know, with feelings and with thoughts and ideas. Okay. Yeah, so that, when did your mom pass away?
1997.
Okay, they're together. Did you know that?
Yes. Oh, I okay. definitely knew that, because I knew she was trying to pull him over with her, trying to get him to go.
Yeah, but the best part about that is you never die. You just go to a really cool place, you know what I mean, and review everything. Corrine, what do you feel?
Does he have a sister that's crossed over? Okay. He's with his sister.
Who has crossed over, who hasn't? Because she's the only one still here.
No, he's with a sister, though. Like, what about your mother? He's with a sister, is what I'm seeing. There is a sister. Someone that is a sister. It's over there.
Oh, on the other side. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, on the other side with him. He's showing up right now with a sister.
Oh, okay. His sister's still alive, so I'm not sure who that is. But
what about your mother?
My mother is doesn't
sister.
Have a sister.
Maybe it's your a sister-in-law. Is your mom's got a sister over there?
It could be his sister-in-law. Yeah, who's over there, or something like that. But I'm sure there are plenty of folks over there that are with him. They're more on that side now than there are over here of his generation, because he was 90. You know, so.
He's also showing me a book. I don't know what that means, but he's showing me a book. He's opening
That's the one
up
she's going to write. That's
Is it
one
the one
writing?
I'm writing?
Oh, okay. I'm assuming so because he said you'll know what this means. Because he's actually showing me a book and then opening up a book. Mm-hmm. He's showing me.
I've been writing my book, yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. I didn't know if, you know, he had any. He knows the things I've been waiting. I mean, I thought maybe he wasn't passing over because he knew I was waiting for this lawsuit to settle, and all these big things in my life have been going on for 5 years. And I keep thinking, you know, he must have some information. Surely this is going to happen soon. But I don't know. Maybe he doesn't.
Can I tell you what I get with that when you were asking me? And it was funny when you and Corrine were talking. On the other side, Corrine and I have done readings. We'll see this. They show us, we can help you with material possessions. We can help you. And they'll show us all money, gold, and jewelry. But trying to get it from the other side to here is a little challenging, okay? So, but your father is saying that he can help you. He is connected to the great I am, and he's working on your behalf, okay? Mm-hmm. So, do you understand? Not only that, but your mother is as well, and you have a host of angels. Your father said this year is whatever you're doing this year is planting seeds for 2012. Can you have it this year? Yes, you can. But I believe that you are going to really be able to move forward this year and next year. Okay? Do you understand? Starting. I mean, your dad is like, he's coming out of wherever he was at. And he goes, ask me questions and I'll give you the answers. If you're wanting to know about your lawsuit, it's right around the corner. That's what your dad's telling me, and also your mom. The other thing that I'm getting is that it looks like it's before the new year. Okay, so I'm not sure what if that's the new year. Yeah, the new year. Corrine, they have the Chinese New Year because I know we got the Russian New Year, the Baptist New Year, all the New Years. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it says before the new year. So that's always a good thing. Okay. But he says to ask for help. But his connection to you, you're going to feel it even more now because he's so fresh on the other side that, you know, it's almost like they get a Mazda or Jaguar, because I love Jaguars, and we've been driving around in a Volkswagen, and we get a Jag, new one, and we're figuring out all the bells and whistles on it. So that's what he's doing with his new spiritual body, I guess a way to say. So, but he's happy, and he's loved.
Yeah, and someone is saying that they love the shoes. I don't know what that means. I think it's your mother who said she loves her shoes or she loves the shoes. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Her shoes.
I'll have
to. She loves the shoes. She loves the shoes. I don't know what that means. She's saying, I love my shoes. That's what she's saying. I love my shoes. I love my shoes. I don't know.
Anyway, well, that's a good thing.
I don't know.
Do you guys remember that movie, Red Shoes? It's a Christmas movie, actually. I was like, oh, okay, whatever you buried her in, maybe, or she gets to shop over at the best Macy's in heaven, maybe. That's a good thing.
I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have bunny joints over there because shoes hurt her feet when she was here.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of women, we love shoes. I'm a shoe person myself, okay? When I leave, I want to wear red heels on the other side and red boots when I get there. So it's a good thing.
So that could be what she means, though, because she's showing me shoes. Like, I love to wear. Well, it is a big deal. That's what she's telling me. She's showing me shoes, and she's showing me lots of shoes. That's what she's showing me. And she's making it like a big deal. I'm wearing all these shoes.
Well, I'm telling you something right now. I'm glad that that your mom and your dad are together, and you have a lot of support. The fear that you've had in the past is not there. I have to tell you, and it feels good, and it really. You're writing your book. You're doing your soul's work. Sometimes. We need a nudge to get it done. Whatever nudge you needed, you got. Now you're working on it. So, but that's good. Corrine tapped into the book. So say, Dad, help me get it published. Help me write it. Channel it. You know, help me channel. She asked them for help giving you thoughts and ideas. You know, so,
okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions, Linda?
I'm sure I have a million, but thank you. You confirmed that I'm on the right path. I guess I just wanted to make sure that I'm doing the right things to make things move. You know, one of the things that I got was part of my soul contract was helping my father when he was dying, you know, holding his hand the way I did. And I felt like I felt like that was just absolutely significant for me for some reason, some karmic thing I was needed to do for him. So I hope I did it okay.
That's wonderful. I have a question for you, and I'm being asked to share this with you. What are some of the signs that your dad is showing you to show you that he's around?
Well, you know, other than that music, I just have feelings. But my sister had a dream, which I thought was significant. And the dream that she had was, she said it was so vivid, he was there with her. And that she asked him, because he was a depression baby, and he was always never had enough to eat when he was a child, and so she asked him, "Do you have enough food?" In the dream, and he said, "I don't need food over here." So he hugged her, and
wow,
that was yeah,
that's good.
So
you
that
probably can
really
have. You could probably have all the coffee and ice cream and pizza you want over there. In a perfect world, that'd be healthy. Wow. Anyway,
yeah.
So he doesn't need food over there. Ah, oh, neat.
No.
Yeah, that's a great.
He's not starving and he's not in pain, and that just makes my heart sing.
Linda, I'm so happy for you. Thank you for sharing that story with us, because I know that a lot of people wonder. So thoughts and feelings, your sister got a dream, and you hear it in songs. So did you just ask your father and he said okay, or you just, how do you know it was the song between you and your dad?
I, I just felt it on every level. I don't know how to explain it. It's like, oh, that's my dad. And
that's
because
wonderful.
The words were, you know, you were my eyes when I couldn't see, you were my voice when I, and he couldn't speak or see or do anything at the end. And it felt to me like he did that for me, and then I did that for him, and, you know, full circle. And it was just total love between us there at the end. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, listen, join us on Wednesday night. We're getting ready to do some wonderful things with Souls Contracts, Life Work. And goals and making it happen. Okay, so starting this coming Wednesday.
Well, I would love to. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Much love and have a great weekend. Stay dry, okay? You know what I mean? So.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's a beautiful soul. Do you remember her? I love her. She's amazing. I think we have another caller. Corrine, are you ready to take her?
Sure. We have Amy from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, Amy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Amy.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Anyway.
That's good.
So tell us about what's going on in your world. I know that you have a lot of angel experiences. And can you share with us some of them, or your children? Share with us what's going on in your life with your angels. And I know you have a question, too, probably.
Yeah, I have a question, but I want to share. My daughter, who's 6, she flies with the angels at night in her dreams. They'll come and get her, and they pick her up, and the angels will take her around. And she has a little sister. She's about 2.5, and she says that she always takes her little sister. And the angels are beautiful. They're warm. They fly. They give my daughter wings, and they fly wherever they want to fly. And they pick up whoever they want to pick up, and they just fly at night over all the houses. And to any child that needs love, they pick them up and let them fly with them.
That's really cool. Do they get frequent flyer miles? Just kidding. So,
I don't know. But they drop. I get scared. I mean, when she first tells me this, I get scared because I was at first scared that I didn't want her to, like, cross over. I was scared of that. But as I was told that the angels do come down and help. You know, children, mm-hmm. and as long as that, you know, the angels are bringing them home, right when they wake up, they bring them home, and she says she wakes up as soon as they bring them home, that the angels will tuck them in and that they bring them home.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
And I think
that's very miraculous. It's very precious to know that, because sometimes my daughter, what she goes through, sometimes she needs a little bit of guidance, and that really helps her, and she's very angelic, my daughter. She has really big blue eyes. She's a crystal child, I believe, and she's very sweet and very mature for her age, and to know that the angels are there with her. I have angels throughout my whole house. My whole house is full of angels, literally, with statues and whatnot, but just to know that makes me feel so good inside.
You got a special one there, though, but you're a light worker yourself, Amy. I think Corrine and I have talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question?
I'm just questioning. I have something pending. I guess we talked about this reading, and I got a denial, but it's now in reconsideration. So I'm wondering if that's going to approve anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Corrine, do you have any thoughts? Because I know that
it's going to go through. It's going to go through. It feels like. Within 1 to 3 months, because it's all around you, so it feels like it's happening now, within this like.
Yeah, they're actually considering it right now. They don't mm-hmm. either. I'll get a hearing date, or I'll get approved.
So remember the can you share that dream that you had about, because that would help inspire other people, Amy. Because I feel it right around you too. In the next September, October, that's what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, it may happen sooner, may happen this week. Who knows? But it's all around you.
Mm-hmm.
So can you share with everybody your dream that you had about this? Because I know you had an angel dream yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. I was worried about it. And an angel was talking to me about it, telling me that there was going to be a gentleman that was going to deny me of I have some disabilities that are preventing me from work, and he was going to deny me of it. And an angel said that, don't worry, we're working on this for you, and I'm going to help you get this through. I know you need it, and I'm going to help you. And she felt like she loved me. Like, it was someone that loved me. It wasn't just, like, someone I didn't know. It was like someone, I didn't know the woman, but she felt very loving to me and comforting that I knew she was actually going to help me.
Ah, that's wonderful. Wow, what a beautiful story, too, as well. So have the faith. As I said, it's all around you. Corrine says 1 to 2 months. I think it can happen anytime. You know, you got a couple more days in August, September, October, but you're going to have your money, and you're going to have it because you've been shown that you're going to have it. Just trust and have faith, and I think that's the hardest thing to do sometimes. You know, but you got a dream to help keep you going. Okay.
And I had a dream about my grandparents. I just wanted to see if they would come through. My grandpa, my grandmother. We were at somebody's house celebrating something for my grandpa. I don't know what we were celebrating, but I walked in with my grandmother. They're both passed. And, of course, she was, like, in her 30s. I don't know. They're always in their 30s over there. I don't know why.
But, it's perfect age.
She was beautiful. She was absolutely beautiful. And he was in total awe when he saw her. And I don't know what we were celebrating. I don't know if you can pick up on that. I don't. It was something.
Maybe you were celebrating your receiving your money.
It was for my grandpa. It felt like it was for his birthday or something. But his birthday's in January, so I don't know what. I just had this a couple days ago, and I was with my grandmother, and we were decorating, and we were remodeling a house. Well, I don't know what.
I have to tell you what it means, though. This is what I'm getting really strong. It's like a birthday for your grandpa, but the remodeling of the house is all the things that you want to do. Maybe that's coming in January with your grandfather's birthday. Do you understand? So there's always dreams. Does that make sense to you, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay,
I just felt real lost when I woke up because I didn't quite really understand. I mean, I felt honored that I was with them. My great-grandmother was also there, and I haven't seen her in forever. So I was with all of the everyone I was with. They were already crossed over. I wasn't with anyone from here. I was over there, I guess. I don't know, but it was something special about my grandmother. She was dressed up, and
there's also. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with this one. There's also. It's like more than the check or the checks. There's something else that's going to be. It's more money than just what you're looking for. But what I get is like that the birthday is they're trying to market. So they show you the birthday is in January. It is also, come on, show me more. It's also something about more money, more opportunity, more things coming for you. Okay. Will you be able to do the remodeling? But the remodeling is not only the house is you. Okay. Wait a minute. Corrine, the house represents the self. It's also about, you know, working on you and your spirituality with you, your children. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm being shown, okay?
I've been working on it with all three of them.
Well, yourself too as well, the things that you're doing for you. So in January, you reap some kind of benefit, and it looks like it's financial, but it's not, you know, when you start getting miracles on the spiritual level, that's when it shows up on the physical, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Corrine, do you feel anything?
You were definitely, you know, in your dream, you actually went to the other side. Your great-grandmother, your grandmother, your grandfather, you were actually with them. When I asked what this celebration was, I heard rebirth. There's a rebirth, and it has something to do with their... This is going to probably really sound really strange, but it has something to do with their soul contract in their next life. This sounds really strange, but that's what they're saying to me. There's a rebirth, some kind of something they plan. They're planning something. I don't know. It sounds really crazy, but I think they have planned their next life. There's a celebration of something, some kind of I don't know what it is, not a review, but it's some kind of like a plan. Planning is what they're showing me. Planning for the next life, and that's all I'm getting. It's very strange. I know it sounds strange, but that's what I
get. Well, I perfectly understand that.
You get two messages tonight because I got it was something about you and the time and money, and she's gotten something too as well. So you got a lot of great messages there tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions? Because we're running out of time, I think. So we've.
Not my husband. He's still waiting for something to hear from work if he's going to get a promotion.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
That feels right around the corner. Okay. I almost see it's him getting notice of it before the end of the month, although it could go next, you know, to the end of next week. But it's like right there in his grasp. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
Looks like whatever work you're doing, the miracles that are happening with you on the spiritual level with traveling, visiting, connecting, your husband is his vibrating.
Yeah, this whole week I've been traveling and visiting this whole week because I asked about my soul contract. After Tuesday night's meditation, I asked if I was on my soul contract. I wanted to look at it, but I haven't, that I know of, can remember, been showed it. I'm asking what my soul contract is.
Well, I think you're being shown
it.
I think you're being shown, and then just keep asking and thinking, and so you get more information. And remember, sometimes it's a vibration, and you'll have things pop in your head, like calling in here, sharing with us. So,
okay.
Yeah. So keep on doing what you're doing. It's obviously working. And thank you for sharing. Okay.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Okay. Well, I think we've got 1 minute left, Corrine, and I know that angelcoaches.com, if any of the callers want to go there, because we've got some really special calls, and they're free, which are good. Manifesting, teach you how to manifest on all different levels. And the job of your dreams, the career, life, whatever that means to you. Most of all, we've got some great classes that are coming up. I know that you've got your angel card reading class coming up next Sunday. Is that right, if I'm not mistaken?
The Sunday after that, I think.
Sunday after that. So,
right. Well, the next week or two.
Yeah, the next week or two. So, but if you go to angelcoaches.com, you will be able to see it and then tap into and look at the schedule. And we've got angel card class. We've got past life progression, future life progression, lots of other things, angelcoaches.com. And if they want to schedule a reading, they can find us there. All right, everybody, good night. Take care.